This is Scientific American 60 Second Science. I'm Cynthia Graber. This will just take a minute. The biggest risk for breast cancer patients is usually not the original tumor, which is removed by surgery. The cancer becomes particularly deadly if it metastasizes and forms tumors elsewhere in the body. But drugs to target the metastatic process would fail the current clinical trial system for breast cancer treatments. Patricia Stieg is the chief of the Women's Cancer Section at the National Cancer Institute. She argues in the journal Nature that a new approach is needed in testing and approving breast cancer drugs. New breast cancer drugs today must demonstrate that they shrink established tumors. But a beneficial drug might not reduce the size of a tumor. Instead, it might fight metastasis in a number of ways. It could keep cells from escaping the tumor or kill them in the bloodstream. Stieg argues that the FDA needs to change the model and that anti-metastasis drugs should be tested in combination with current therapies. The success should not be related only to shrinking tumors, but rather to preventing new tumors from forming. She says this approach will help not only breast cancer patients, but millions of survivors in remission who worry that a new tumor will appear. Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Cynthia Graber.